my colleagues and I were horrified that families going through an incredibly difficult time, happened to trust certain funeral homes, and in some cases assigned insurance proceeds that were to go for funeral services over to the funeral homes, only to find out that they were being bilked by those by those funeral homes at this time. And then not being able, of course, to do all the things that are necessary that require a valid death certificate in order to properly bury an individual, to properly cremate an individual, in order to go through the probate process, in order to take custody of bank accounts and other assets, is also incredibly emotionally draining for these people. So, that's why we acted. When we saw evidence that was clear violation of D.C. law that impacted D.C. residents, we had no choice but to act, and that's what we did in the Austin Royster case.